The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, safe to say one of the most talked about topics as we move beyond the pandemic is how we work. Hybrid, working from home, business travel, there's so many questions about how things look post-pandemic. How much of what we had to do during the pandemic and how much really stays with us? Looking into that, WeWork, which is out with a new blind survey of U.S. employees and C-level execs. Here with what they found, Shyam Gidamal, he is president and chief operating officer at WeWork. And Shyam joins us on the phone in San Francisco. Shyam, nice to have you here on Bloomberg. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Carol, for having me join you.
Well, it's great to have you here. And listen, you guys have a great window into truly how we are all working and how we expect to work. Tell us about this survey, who you talked to, and what you found out.
Sure. We asked a market research company to reach out to 1,000 C-suite executives as well as 1,000 non-C-suite executives and talk to them about what the future holds in terms of a hybrid work environment and the like. And what was fascinating is you saw that 95% of employees want to have some control over the mix they have of coming into a headquarters office, working from home, or going into a satellite office or remote office of some kind. And that matched. These 96% of C-suite executives said the same thing, that they're willing to give that degree of control.
Really?
So part of it.
Yeah, that's, I find that interesting because there was some other research that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks where, you know, there's some disconnect between kind of what employees or what companies think how well this working from home is going versus employees who want the flexibility, but they also want that face time.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. But there's a lot of common ground as well. And a lot of it depends on the nature of the job, the nature of the company, kind of what kind of culture they have and how they deliver the value to the end user. One thing that you have a lot of commonality around is you're starting to build the consensus in many environments where you'd look at it sort of as a one-third, one-third, one-third kind of model, where you're hearing a lot of people say what we'd like to have is one-third in the headquarters office. What I'd like to have is one-third or something like that working from home. And what I'd like to have is about a third where I'm working from a satellite office or a disparate office. And in fact, two-thirds of employees are saying that's what they'd like, which is to spend a good amount of their time in moving between multiple locations. And you got 79% of C-suite that are saying, absolutely, we'd be very happy with our employees operating in some form of a hybrid model, depending on what's appropriate for my particular kind of an environment.
Well, I want to just say to kind of add on to this anecdotal evidence, but not really, it's actual evidence. One of our market watchers came on early in and said, we shut our offices in New York City, moved out to Connecticut, and then decided that when we need space, we'll just rent it. Whether it's WeWork or something else, you know, when we need our employees to get together. Are you seeing this translate into, you know, future business? Are you seeing numbers tick higher of people who want to tap into WeWork offices because they just need it temporarily to bring their teams together who have been working from home and who are maybe expected to continue to work that way?
What you're seeing is that part of it's temporary and part of it is, I'd say, permanent flexibility. And I think that's the part that actually is going to be even more interesting. So you have some people that right now, large companies are turning around and saying, okay, we need to bring our people back because we believe that productivity will be higher if we move away from a complete work-from-home environment and bring our people together, have them collaborate, and be able to work together in a more traditional kind of an environment for at least part of their day. But then you have a lot of people who are looking at the world and saying, because the way that people are working is evolving as quickly as it is, we're not really committing to the next 15 years to commit to an office space. So what we'd really like to do is commit to something for 3 to 5 years, because we can kind of see that far. And so let's do that. And then as things play themselves out a little bit clearer, then we could decide if we need to accordion to bigger, we need to accordion to smaller, and we want to have that kind of flexibility on an ongoing basis. So you have that that's going on, and also the nature of the space that people want is changing. You know, if I'm going to bring people in, what I'd like them to do is collaborate, which means I need to configure my office in a very different way than I used to when I had people come in just to have head down space where they're working on their own.
But does that mean you guys are seeing signs? I want to talk a little bit more about the survey, and we're going to take a break, do some news, and come back. But in terms of WeWork, are you seeing people kind of reach out to you increasingly because they need your services, because they've shut down kind of on their own workspace because they're going to have this hybrid environment?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think one thing that people oftentimes don't recognize about the footprint that WeWork have, roughly half our business comes from large enterprises. Mm-hmm. And so we've historically done a lot of work with them. And they in particular are coming to us and saying, because we're changing this environment, help us design a footprint that works in a different way than the footprint we used to have. We also have half our business coming from small, medium-sized enterprises and, you know, a traditional, you know, single-person operation. And they're coming back in much more rapid way than the large companies are right now. So we're seeing them come back into a more normalized work environment in certain, you know, geographies. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it geographically because, as you know, we have a 38-country footprint.
Right.
And we've got about 50 million square feet around the world. So we're getting to see it in a lot of different environments at the same time.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.
Hey, Sham, I teased with our news anchor, Charlie Pallett, about what he would be willing to sacrifice in terms of a benefit or perk. You guys have some research on that. Tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely, Carol. So the answer is 64% of employees would be willing to not only trade off something, but they'd be willing to actually pay out of pocket to be able to have some control and be able to actually get another space that they could go work in that's different from their headquarters.
Pay out of their pocket.
So pay out of their pocket. That's how valuable people find this flexibility to be.
And the other stat that jumped out at me is 75% of employees would be willing to give up at least one benefit or perk, including healthcare coverage, cash bonuses, paid time off, for the freedom to choose their work environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a very different environment we're talking about than what it used to look like, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
So, you know, it's interesting, too, because one of the findings is that the majority, three-quarters of the C-suite, 76%, saying that they're likely to give their employees a stipend to work from home or a co-working space. I mean, when it comes down to it, for a company, if they don't have to house as many employees, I mean, that's a big line item on the balance sheet.
That's a big line item on the balance sheet. 100% agree. The other thing that people are really interested in is engagement, loyalty, and being able to build that culture. And one of the things I found most striking was when we looked at what the mix was and asked employees, how engaged are you and how highly do you recommend your company? The ones that were more engaged and the ones that were less engaged tended to want to be in headquarters about the same. So that was a little surprising, but both of them wanted to be in headquarters about a third of their time. What was interesting is the people who were more engaged wanted to be home less and preferred to be in either in a co-working space or in some sort of satellite office versus the people who were less engaged who tended to want to be home more. So what's interesting is the ones that are actually engaged tend to want to be in headquarters and in, you know, a satellite office or a co-working environment at home less, and the ones who want to be home more tend to be the ones that are less engaged.
So let me ask you something, because I'm just thinking folks are going to be like, well, yeah, of course, WeWork is going to be saying, you know, showing a survey where people, you know, will rent space to get together and that they'll want the flexibility, because this is certainly your book. So what would you say to somebody like that? Although, you know, to be fair, we've been seeing kind of this trend happen over the last decade, this flexibility in the working environment. But what would you say to somebody who's like, well, of course you guys are going to be, you know, talking about something like this?
Well, it's something that we're very interested in. As we were talking about before the break, we obviously have this big footprint. We've been able to see what's happened in China. We've been able to see what's happened in the Far East, what's happening in Europe, what's happening in the U.S., what's happening in Latin America, and how this is playing itself out. And what we're seeing across the board is that people want to have the right balance. So from our perspective as a business, if somebody wants to lease a headquarters from us, we'll lease them a headquarters. Mm-hmm. If they want to have flexible space, we'll lease a flexible space. So work from home or work from not in headquarters is to our interest. So all of those play out in the same way. And that's been sort of the macro trend that the company's been built on. So this particular thing, I think, is more informative about what we're actually seeing. It's very consistent with what we're seeing mm-hmm. out in the marketplace. And what you're going to see is that people are increasingly interested in how do I retain my people? How do I do it in a way that's consistent with the value that I need to deliver to my end user? And how does that differ by department and create much more of a custom model than everybody comes in 9 to 5 every day into headquarters? And that's what we're seeing. And this is just sort of a more refined view so that other people can see what we're seeing in ourselves.
Just got about 30 seconds left. I think that's really important that you, like a lot of other global CEOs that I've been talking to, said, you know, listen, we saw the virus and the impact early because we were over in Asia. We've also seen the recovery earlier because we are in Asia. But what you're seeing in China is showing that people want this flexibility and they want to do it differently. And just got about 30 seconds here.
Well, that's what we've started to see, right? So in China, we've got 80% of the people back. In Asia, we've probably got, 70% of people back in general. In Europe, we're probably seeing something that operates a little bit more like 50. And in the U.S., it's in the high 30s that we're back to kind of normal. And you're starting to see things like we have a set of offerings where people can go into any building. And that's what we're seeing a lot of pickup on as well. So people who say, okay, I want to be able to choose where I go at any moment in time. So I think this is something we've been building to as technology has played itself out, and now we're starting to see it come to a head.
Right. The innovation, the disruption, it just kind of continues here. Hey, Shyam, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Shyam Gittamal, President and Chief Operating Officer over at WeWork, joining us on the phone in San Francisco.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.